Life Audio.
The Bible Study Podcast, episode 851. Today, the Bible Study Podcast continues the study of the book of Psalms with Psalm 116 and 117. Welcome to the Bible Study Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Christensen. We've got two psalms today because the second one is really, 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 really short. But first, a word from the sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Psalm 116 goes like this. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy, because he turned his ear to me. I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangle me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I trusted in the Lord when I said, I am greatly afflicted. In my alarm I said, everyone is a liar. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Truly I am your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did. You have freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. If we had to take one word and assign it to this psalm, it would be grateful, I think. So many times we get the psalms are a cry to the Lord for mercy or a cry to the Lord for help. And this one is after that. This one is, the Lord heard me, the Lord helped me, the Lord saved me, and now what do I do? And so it is a song of praise, but it's specifically a praise for personal help. So this isn't the song that is rejoicing in the victory of God over the Egyptians 500 years ago or something like that, or in my case, 3,000 years ago, but is very much a personal cry, and it has that personal quality to it, right? I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. So the psalmist has determined through experience that prayer is worth it, that God is listening. The cords of death entangled me, past tense. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The psalmist doesn't say what the situation was, what the cords of death were, what the anguish of the grave are. But for those of you who've just gotten your Christmas cards, the time I'm doing this, we've just heard from a lot of friends we haven't heard from, some with wonderful great news and some with terrible and tragic news. And certainly there are those that I'm hearing from, there are those friends that I'm tracking on social media who are entangled with the cords of death, who are feeling the anguish of the grave. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. So again, that when I was brought low, he saved me, whatever that issue was that that psalmist was dealing with. The Lord is gracious, though. So the Lord prefers to do good things. The Lord is giving us things we don't deserve. Remember, that's the definition of grace versus mercy, is not getting the punishment you do deserve. Grace is getting that great thing you don't deserve. And the Lord is righteous. The Lord is full of compassion. So the Lord is looking for those who are hurting, looking for those who are in need of help. The Lord protects the unwary. I thought that was interesting. Unwary of what? What is it that the psalmist is dealing with? Was it something the psalmist did that got him into trouble because he was unwary? Is the Lord protecting those who are going to stumble into sin or stumble into trouble? Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. It's almost like the psalmist is saying, now I can go back to where I was. I can go back to that peace I had before I was troubled, before I needed help. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. So that definitely seems like there was a deliverance from death here. Death keeps coming up, and that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. But also my eyes from tears obviously sorrow, but my feet from stumbling. My feet from stumbling because I was weak, or my feet because I was stumbling because I was going in the wrong direction. Don't know. But both can work. I trusted in the Lord when I said, I am greatly afflicted. In my alarm, I said, everyone is a liar. Now, that was interesting. Why was everyone a liar? So I trusted in the Lord when I said, I'm greatly afflicted. So he went to God. The psalmist went to God with that cry for help. But what was it that everyone was saying that the psalmist thought they were all a liar? I don't think I know. What should I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? And that's a great question for us. What should we return to the Lord for all his goodness, for all he has done for us, for the saving grace of Christ on the cross? What should we return? And the psalmist says, I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of his people. Now, did the psalmist make vows the way that people do with, Lord, if you save me from this situation, I will do this or do that? Don't know. But definitely it has that kind of ring to it, doesn't it? That I will now carry out what I said I would do. I'll lift up the cup of salvation. I think of that as a toast. I don't know if that's how it's meant here. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Truly, I am your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did. You have freed me from my chains. This is a verse that sometimes gets read at funerals. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants, as you could see why. But this servant, this psalmist, is saying that I am your servant as my mother was your servant. This is where I learned this from. Have you freed me from my chains? Whatever those things were that bound and captivated the psalmist, the Lord has set them free. Now, we might be bound by habits, we might be bound by addictions, we might be bound physically, you know, by imprisonment. There are a lot of different ways that we can be in need of salvation, in need of freedom. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord. Again, we get this, fulfill the vows, in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem, praise the Lord. And so the only appropriate response is thanks and praise and obedience. And that's what the psalmist is offering God. And then going on to Psalm 117, I said this was short. It is two verses long. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. It's interesting. I can't imagine singing this as a hymn in church unless you're going to repeat it a few times. But it's basically just a psalm of praise. Praise all you nations, extol all you people, calling out for all the world to praise God. For great is his love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. So God is a God of love who is faithful to us, and therefore we should praise him. It's as simple as that. And with that, we're going to end this episode of the Bible Study Podcast. If you have a question, send an email to host@thebiblestudypodcast.com, or better yet, leave a comment on this episode at thebiblestudypodcast.com. And thanks so much for listening. I want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on this podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more.
If you're hearing this right now, you're probably like, who the heck is this? And why are they playing during my favorite podcast? And I get it. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I do want to introduce myself. My name is Trevor Tyson, and I'm the host of Trevor Talks, where we talk to real people about real topics and real stories. I just want to invite you, if you love podcasts, if you love music, if you love books and love hearing from the people who create it, come check us out at Trevor Talks. Simply go to Google or Life Audio, type in Trevor Talks, and it'll pop on up. Hope you have a great day.